Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
There's a lot to talk about, and we'll begin with Cy Vance and the Trump Organization, a big story in the Times this morning.
Yeah, the Times is reporting that Cy Vance's office has reopened or is revisiting an investigation into the president's family business, you know, the Trump Organization. They issued a subpoena. They're looking for documents basically related to money that had been used to buy the silence of Stormy Daniels, the porn star who had an affair with Trump. And so they're looking at whether any senior executives at the company filed false business records about the money, which is a state crime. You know, Trump's people, you know, shrug it off as a political hit job.
Well, a slew of bills have been signed this week when it comes to the issue of guns.
Yeah, it was like Billapalooza. The governor signed a bunch of bills, gun control related bills, that had left a lot of people wondering what took so long. The bills were passed in January. He finally got to them. Among them, teachers can't carry guns in the classroom or on school properties. There's a gun buyback program. They banned 3D printed guns that can't be detected by metal detectors. They banned bump stocks that allow guns to shoot like rapid fire. They require safe storage, and it extends the background check waiting period from 3 to 30 days in some cases.
U.S. Senator New York Gillibrand and Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City on the Democratic presidential debate stage this week.
Right. The two New Yorkers shared the stage this time. They had different nights the last debate. And the question is, will this be the last time they qualify for the debates because it gets tougher moving forward? Gillibrand, consensus is, had a very good night. She had probably the line of the night when she said the first thing she would do as president was probably Clorox the Oval Office. But she also looked to target women and suburban moms, and with a lot of her answers, she made them personal about people she has met. She had a pretty good night. De Blasio, on the other hand, who was declared one of the winners in the first Democratic debate, not so much this time around. Protesters followed him regarding the Eric Garner case. They were shouting him down. Gillibrand, among others, also took him to task for not firing the police officer who put Eric Garner in the chokehold. He was also asked about the NYCHA lead problem, so it was not a good night for de Blasio. On top of that, he had the Cuomos, who have been kind of quiet with him lately, going after him, trolling him during the debate. Cuomo's top aide, Melissa DeRosa, put out a tweet hitting back at de Blasio for saying he helped deliver the $15 minimum wage. And in a tweet, DeRosa said, you know, since this is likely the last time he'll be on the debate stage, you know, I'm going to fact check. He had nothing to do with the statewide minimum wage. So that fight goes on even if the presidential campaign does not.
Some old habits die hard, Ken.
Some old habits die hard. And, you know, the funny thing is there had been kind of a public detente between the two. They hadn't been going after each other. But certainly that was a shot right across the bow during the debate.
Finally, Ken, there's been a state Supreme Court decision when it comes to what? Lawmaker raises?
Yeah, it was kind of a good news, bad news thing. A state Supreme Court judge said that a provision by a pay raise commission that was being challenged by lawmakers that said that they could not have outside income or disqualified most outside income was not fair, was not legal. So he threw out that provision. But in doing so, the judge also threw out the second and third phases of the pay raises that were agreed to. So right now, lawmakers got a raise up to $110,000 this year. That stays in place. But the next two raises that would have raised their salary up to $130,000 over the next 2 years, that was also thrown out. So we're going to see. I'm sure it's going to be appealed, the decision by the state, and we'll see what happens. But right now, it looks like a win-lose situation for the lawmakers.
Ken Lovett, he is the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. As always, we enjoy our conversations with you. Ken, we'll catch up with you on Monday.
Sounds good. Be well.